hope and joy and peace. Peace. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace on those whom God's favour rests. The birth of Jesus brings glory to God and peace for all human beings. Well, perhaps not all. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace on those upon whom God's favour rests. Peace for those on whom God's favour rests. Yes, there's peace for those whom God blesses, peace for those who give God the glory and worship Jesus as his Son. Otherwise, there is no peace. Jesus comes for all, but not all come to Jesus. Jesus said, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." So there's a war, in other words, which Jesus starts, not a literal war, but a spiritual war. There is a fight for your soul. There is a fight for your life. There is a fight for your destiny. And it's Jesus who comes to fight for you, that you might have peace. You can give God the glory and be at peace, peace with God, peace with yourself, peace with the world. Or you can reject God and reject Jesus, spend your life fighting your own battles and then dying in darkness, all alone. What a tragedy that would be. What a waste of a life. But do not be afraid. The good news is that a Saviour has been born. His name is Jesus, and he is Christ, the Lord, and he will fight for you if you let him into your life. Trust Jesus as your Saviour. This is how you receive God's favour and blessing. This is how to be at peace. Trust Jesus, your Saviour.